as I crawl through the mud of this nasty world, I slide into a certain place where was my den. Once there, I lay my filthy body down and try to dream. But there are no dreams to be had. The dreams that once were have been taken away and replaced by such lovely madness. It is the madness that my mouth desires, and it is desire itself that my mouth seeks. He knows the nature of water and mud, and in so knowing, he fiddles about in a manner most pleasant. But what madness does my mouth see today? Only a kangaroo who has given himself to a strange elephant. Deep within a grand mansion of secrets. My mouth knows. My mouth sees all.
You're wet. Take off your clothes.
Pardon?
You heard me. You're probably just nervous.
Oh, yes, Master Hammond. I should say so. Your house is very large. It makes me feel quite small.
I imagine so. Nevertheless, if you're going to follow me, I would ask that you remain both humble and obedient.
Of course.
Take off your clothes. Put them near the fire so they can dry.
Yes, Master Hammond.
You were not lying about being frail. It is very clear to me now.
Yes, Master Hammond.
Do you find your own exposure to be humiliating, Matthew?
Yes. I suppose I cannot help it, Master Hammond.
Your reaction is understandable. Do me a favor and step up to me.
I don't understand.
You may also leave if you so wish. However, I will require you to leave your clothing here. Your fate outside these walls would be quite terrible.
Terrible, Master Hammond?
Indeed. There are creatures lurking in the rain. Creatures I know of in passing. You wouldn't last the night, pitiful kangaroo.
Oh, Lord Maximus.
Step up to me, or I will come to you and throw you out.
I am coming.
Good. Relax. I'm only going to touch your shoulders.
Oh, thank you.
Look into my eyes, pitiful kangaroo. Look deep into them and listen to what I have to say to you.
I am listening, Master Hammond.
Weak Matthew, know that what I am about to tell you shall bind you to me forever. Upon hearing these words, you shall broadly come to understand my business. From this moment forward, I shall accept nothing less than your obedience. Failing in these matters shall cause very harsh retaliation. Your punishment shall be cruel and miserable. Do you accept this, Matthew?
I do. Although I am ashamed of my own fear. You have made me feel more pitiful than I usually do. And so quickly.
Matthew.
Yes, Master Hammond?
I am a servant of Maximus. I am a worker of his magic. Your dream was no coincidence. The fat rat has sent you to me to test both of our spirits.
Oh, my lord, yes.
I shall take you into my care and show you aspects of the Lust God that you could never imagine. You shall suffer just as much pleasure as you shall feel pain. But in the end, dear Matthew, it shall be worth the trial.
I accept everything, Master Hammond.
You now have no choice.
What was that?
A familiar of mine. And soon, weak Matthew, you shall come to know him as I have.
Oh, the power of water and mud. Oh, the terrible lust found in the heart of the weak. My mouth sees it. Soon he shall reveal himself to these creatures of filth and guide them on the path of nastiness. And for poor, weak Matthew, I ask, what dreams will he have within this place? Or better still, what madness shall overtake him as he pursues them? Ha 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 ha